Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry about that. I'm a little bit tachycardic. I'm a little bit dyspneic today. Kind of had an issue with my son. My baby boy. Not baby boy. Bigger of the babies. Smart kid. I mean, he's a smart kid. But he kind of a meathead. And I really don't like to talk about my family and criticize my family on air. But, I mean, he's just really, really made me mad, okay? All right, so here I am. I got to do my show. Okay, I'm live, you know, in the mornings. I got to do what I got to do. I got to work. Okay, I got things to do. Apparently, it's football picture day. Very exciting. He has, you know, hair gel. He has everything. I mean, you know, this kid usually doesn't really care about his looks, but it's football picture day. So proud. Doesn't care about regular school picture day. Couldn't give a heart and do about that. Really got to brush my teeth. But football picture day, big day. Big day. All right? I get a call. All right? I don't know how many minutes before I have to go on air.
Hi, Mom.
What, baby? What's up?
I need money for the picture day.
What? Can't hear you.
I need money for the picture day.
What? You're mumbling. What?
I need money.
You need money? What do you need money for?
Picture day.
So apparently he didn't have money for picture day. So now I have to raise, and I mean burn rubber. And now mind you, okay, I love Metro and the police officers in the area in my neck of the woods where I live. Really, really good guys. And you know what? I was ready for not even to name drop, not even to try to play the, you know, I got double D's. Because again, there's no excuse for me to get out of a ticket if I get in trouble for speeding on this one, because it's not the cops' fault. They aren't, you know, over-exaggerating. It's my fault because I have to sit here and race to give him
money
for picture day. All right, so anyway, I actually kept to the speed limit because apparently there's a lot of construction going on, and there's cars in front of me that just insist on driving the speed limit. By the way, you know what, guys? Listen, you cars out there that drive the speed limit and force us to slow down, let me be one of the first ones out there to actually say thank you, because I know you guys get honked. I know you get cursed at. You know, a trick I used to do, not even a trick, but something I do and a lot of you guys do when you're so mad at a car that does that, is you pass them and then you barely nick their front bumper as you pull in front of them to kind of let them know that they're going too slow. That's happened to me. You know, all like, you know, as soon as I get a ticket, that rest of the, you know, hour, I drive slow. And, you know, people get mad at me. And I'm like, look, you don't understand. I just got a ticket. Okay, come on. I'm with you guys. I want to drive like you guys, but I just got a ticket. I got to eat crow, you know, telling my husband I got a ticket. So you get all mad at the car. So the car's driving there, and then you speed up, and then you just quickly pull right out in front of them to let them know that they're hogging that left lane. And, yeah. But you guys today kept me driving the speed limit. And, yeah, I got my, baby the money he needed for picture day. All right. And, I did not get a chance to rip him a new one. I think that's why I'm all dyspneic and tachycardic, because I couldn't chew him out. I mean, this kid needs one hell of a butt chewing. And I haven't gotten to do that. And I don't want to calm down. You know how we tell you, you know, as a parent, whenever you're mad, okay, don't start punishing the kid or yelling at the kid or whooping on the kid, okay? Take a breather, okay? Because then you'll realize it's not a big deal, and you don't do anything to the kid that you shouldn't do. That would be abusive, etc. Okay, but I really want to yell and scream at him for this one. And apparently, my doing this awesome show right now, you guys are like honestly dying with what you're talking about. We're not learning anything. You might as well have just skipped your show today and gone and ripped him a new one. No, you guys are going to have to listen to my rant because obviously I can't yell at him. And by the time I see him later, you know, and again, I'm going to have, my rant is going to already be memorized, rehearsed, dress rehearsals, already ready to go. Pitch perfect. So he's going to walk in the house, or I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to be like wanting to yell at him, huh? Mom, that happened ages ago. Why are you yelling at me for something that happened, like, in history? because I'm so mad. So my mumbling kid is going to get big butt-chewing yelling later, and I hopefully am going to get some sort of satisfaction from doing that. All right. Okay. All right. So what do we have to talk about? I'm having a few of you guys come into the office, and you have these real weird rashes, and you don't know what it is, and you're only getting it on one side of the body, and I think I want to talk to you guys about that because I think it's some of the medications you're taking or some of the over-counter type medications, and there's things that you don't realize that's going to give you a big, big, bad rash. I guess Phoenix is supposed to be 116 degrees today. For those of you Phoenicians out there, I don't miss living in Phoenix. I loved Phoenix when I lived there, but I do not miss the 100 teens. I think I was there once when it hit 120, 123, not even interested remotely in running track or working out back in Phoenix. Vegas, where I live, supposed to be triple digits, and it's hot. It is hot. And so that's your weather forecast. Okay, hot. Back to school. Apparently, backpacks lead to back injury. So we're going to be talking about that. Remember in high school, it was so uncool to wear your backpack on both your shoulders, so you only wore it on one shoulder, and then you looked cool? All right. Well, luckily, thank God, it started to be back in style to wear your backpack on both shoulders. All right. So I hope we could get our kids to do that. We'll talk about how cool that looks. If you guys want to look as cool as Dr. Dahlia, then that's what you do. There's another study story I want to talk to you about, but I can't because there's a big pop-up in the way, and I can't find the X on this pop-up. So I guess I can't give you that story. This day is just really blowing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. This day is just getting worse and worse. I just got this email. Actually, I got the email earlier this morning, but I just read it now. Not happy at all. But big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials, and Marty. And sorry, man. Bad day. And a big thanks to all of you for tuning in. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I want to kind of go through some of the medical headlines, but this is an email I got. I can't read the name, and I hope my husband doesn't hear this email, but it's a female. It's from a female. She writes, "Doctor, I was friends with your husband when he lived in Los Angeles. How are all of you? Tell him I said hi." Oh, hell no. Love your show. Who the hell is this? I have her name. I have her name and I have her email. What, do I, no. I am not overreacting. Okay, let's read this again. I was friends with your husband when he lived in Los Angeles. Okay, now, I have a lot of guy friends. Okay, but that's because I'm, you know, pretty masculine. I mean, I'm not the most, you know, feminine, girly girl. Okay, I'd rather go shooting. I'd rather go to the racetrack. I'd rather do guy things. Okay, that's the, you know. But my husband is not a girly guy. Okay, he doesn't like to do a lot of things a lot of girls like to do. So, friends, then if, and then look at this, past tense. I was friends. Okay? So you was friends. Okay, we're friends with my husband. What happened? How did the friendship fall apart? Did you sleep with him? I want to know a little bit more about this chica here, right? When he lived in Los Angeles, that was a long time ago. That was when my husband's a stud now, but that's when he was a super stud. Then she asks, how are all of us? All of us? Why is she interested in, at first, how does she know I have a family? Well, she probably listened to the show, especially because I just yelled, you know, was upset about my son, but how are all of us? Why? Why does she want to know how we all are? Why? Does she want to move in and be stepmom? I'm not going to give her any data on the family, on the house situation, on what's in the fridge. I think she's trying to move in. Then she writes, tell him I say hi. Oh, hell no. Okay, I mean, maybe I'll, you know, be a big girl about this and I'll say, you know, she says hi. Okay, maybe that's the way I will transmit the message. Okay, maybe a hi. Okay, type of thing. But none of this hi. Oh, hell no. Love your show. What's she doing? What's she insinuating with that one? There is something up with this woman. Really, love your show? Nobody loves my show. Come on here. All right? Something is up. I think she is trying to butter me up, move on in, get invited to some barbecue, and then make the moves on my husband, who she used to be friends with. My guess is she is regretting that she dumped my husband, or my husband dumped her. I don't know what the hell happened. I really want to know. And she's having regrets, and she's like, wait a second, you know? You know, not only is he still sexy, but he is married to a nationally syndicated radio host. He must have money. No. Let's just put that out there now. No, we don't, okay? We got Obamacare, you know, weighing on our bank account. It's not happening at all. So, I'm not going to tell him about it, you know? And I'm going to start monitoring Facebook, because somebody loving my show is a red flag. We've talked about red flags, right, on emails, and we should revisit that again. What are some red flags of people writing to you about your husband? Tell him I said hi. You must be high. There is no way I'm telling my husband you said hi. I don't know who this chick is. Gosh, that ticks me off. Can this day get any worse? Yes, this day can get worse. All right, guys, or girls, there's a picture circulating on what the world thinks the perfect woman looks like, okay? So there's a picture of a woman in her bra and panties. Kind of, you know, basic run-of-the-mill woman. She looks like she's probably a size, I don't know, 12 to 14. And not very sexy in the underwear, but that's okay. But it was through a project called Perceptions of Perfection, where it was an 18-country study, and they explored what the perfect body looks like in different countries. And the results were very interesting. Interesting, scary. Okay, so what they did is they took a woman. She doesn't really have a lot of cellulite, so I can't really compare myself to her. All right, and her breasts seem to be above the belly button. But for the most part, I think all of us women would still be very interested to see, you know, what are we supposed to look like? And I'm sure a lot of men are like, well, I'd like to look at this, you know, if there's somebody in their bra and underwear. And I guess what they did is they photoshopped the image based on messages women in the different respective countries receive about what an ideal body should look like. Okay, I guess this is from Superdrug website. I'm not really sure. It's being reported right now by the Hindus, the Hindustan Times. Hindustan Times. Okay, so original, she looks a little pudgy, probably has got some love handles, etc. Looks nice, okay? Then they Photoshop her to be Egyptian, okay? Black hair, more tan, very rounded hips, skinny waist. Now, what's interesting about this is I told you I was in Israel once, okay? And I had to go to the bathroom. And for men and women, the men still like looked like men, you know, the character, the pictorial for you to go to the men's room. But the women's room was a woman with no skirt. It wasn't a skirt, but it had wider hips. There's something about, I guess, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean and having small waist and wide hips. It's all about the base, I guess. Netherlands, redheaded. They made her redheaded. A little bit more tan. A little bit more thin and slender. China, they gave her very long legs, made her a size 0 to 2. Very skinny. And they changed the underwear color. Okay? In Egypt, the underwear was white with like polka dots. Netherlands, underwear was pink. China, they made it kind of bluish. Mine is the beige, the ugly. But listen, when they come up with a 36-hour bra, that sexy black lace, I'll buy it. But right now, Playtex just sells white and beige. And, you know, white gets dirty from, you know, my Hawaiian Punch. USA, they made the underwear smaller. They made her, they did a heck of a lot of photoshopping with the thighs, so that's why I'm not considered sexy in the USA. Gave her a small waist, and they gave her brown straight hair and bigger eyes. Serbia, I don't really see much of a difference between that and America, but looks okay. Colombia, they left her on the big side. Colombia, I guess they like more full figured. So they left her a little bit on the big side, yet Italy, boy, they made her skinny. Whew. Long legs, tan, covering the belly button type of thing. So maybe in Italy they don't like belly buttons. Peru, a little bit more curvy, a little bit more weight. Philippines kept a little bit of the weight, curvy. Venezuela, very buxom. I would do awesome in Venezuela. It looks like she's a double D. And that would be definitely me. Weird photoshopping with the underwear, though. Romania. I had family in Romania. Tanner. Let me see. Mexico. A lot more tan. Skinnier tummy. Spain, heavier. South Africa looks the same to me. Syria was very interesting. They used the filter where you're very, very light, so they really lighten the skin. And then I guess the UK, I don't know. I can't really see the difference between all of these. So I guess what's helpful for you or I is you take a look at this and you see what the body shape looks like and you move. All right? So for me, looks like in Colombia or Venezuela, I would be hot stuff. Yet in America, nope. So I wonder what country allows cellulite and saggy butt and boobies. Because then, oh my gosh, I could be homecoming queen. All right, let's hit some medical headlines and what drugs are making you rash up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, and we got a caller, so don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thanks for being patient on the phone lines. Let's go right to the phone lines. We got Cindy calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, I don't know your husband.
I know, I'm scared.
I wanted,
go ahead.
I wanted a question. Yeah, I don't know him. Never met him. But anyway, I have a question. I'm trying to get a little help here. I'm like 50 years old. And by the way, I'm really glad that you got a daytime show because I usually listen to you in the middle of the night when I'm driving home from work because I'm a graveyard person.
Oh, man. But, amen. You know what? You keep this city running. I know it's rough on your health, and I really feel bad for you guys, you know, not getting the sleep you get, but, you know, I got to give credit where credit's due. You guys keep Vegas popping all night long. So, you know, thank you for what you do.
Well, I got all excited because I got a coupon for, I don't know, your coach, whatever, your producer, whatever, the man who answered his phone. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention a name. Am I allowed to?
Yeah. His name is Manny. I know. His voice is sexy, isn't
it?
No,
not his name.
Yes, Manny.
I meant, am I allowed to say Bear?
Oh.
Like Bear.
I think, as long as it's not a curse word, we're okay.
Oh, no, it's not. Okay, well, I got this True Heart one a day to help lower my bad LDL cholesterol, helps for blood pressure, lower QT, whatever. You understand
the
where that's
coming from,
right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Now, it says one a day, but now you're supposed to take four.
Oh, yeah. So let me see. The True Heart Health Formula. My guess is it must have some niacin, some B vitamins. What are some of the ingredients?
There's nothing.
Then
and
what's in it?
I spent my $25.99. All it does is say total carbs, protein, total fat, and you want to take four soft gels every day. So there goes that one a day disclosure.
I'm not
trying to bitch about that. I'm just wondering how important it is, because what I'm having a problem with is at 50 and I'm on my feet all the time. I've been a bartender, a waitress, a bus girl, name it.
Mm-hmm.
As I get like a creaky knee, and I was hoping it would loop my joint. Am I surfing on the wrong path here?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, Cindy, and good question. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, the reason why people take supplements is because they don't eat the regular food. They don't eat, they don't have time to eat their 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. None of us have time to do that. However, we don't have enough studies out there saying taking a one a day or a four times a day or popping X, Y, and Z is what makes or breaks us. There's, I guess, even a new study coming out saying vitamin D is causing teenagers to become obese. Now we're starting to hear little bits of pieces of some of these supplements could be actually doing more harm than good. There was a study that came out a few years ago saying calcium supplementation could cause heart disease in women. And you're like, what the heck are you talking about? It's calcium. Well, because, again, these supplements are made with substrates, powdery material. There's a whole bunch of other inactive or other ingredients other than the main ingredient that could interfere with some things. So what I tell everybody to do is to go back to the basics. Eat the fish. All right? If you don't know which fish oil is the safest because of mercury, et cetera, just eat the gosh darn fish. Eat the vegetables. And people will say, but Dr. Dahlia, the vegetables are depleted because the soils are depleted of minerals. It's still a heck of a lot better than having to pop supplements. Now, mind you, the supplement industry helps a lot of people out that still are malnourished and can't get the regular good, types of food in them, like calcium. If you hate milk like I do, I can't stand the taste of milk. We got to get our calcium somehow. So, yeah, we're going to probably take some calcium citrate or carbonate, etc. But if I were you, especially since you're a shift worker, you need to make sure you're getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep. You need to make sure you're getting plenty of good exercise, not just the type where you're on your feet all day. You know, different types of exercise that, deals with your core, abdominal muscles, arm muscles, etc. Make sure you're eating all the food groups. Be very well hydrated, a lot of fluid, and figure out how to get some sun. You know, I don't want anybody to get melanoma out there. We live in Vegas, so it's the skin cancer capital of the world. But, if you're sleeping during the day and you're working at night, you're not outdoors getting some of the fresh air and the sun. So, try to go back to old school, and I think that would be the healthiest thing for you. And if you are deficient in vitamin B, then you need to do that. If you have a cholesterol issue, you may need to take some niacin, maybe some CoQ10, maybe add your fish oils. But, again, we just don't have enough proof saying any of these medicines are what keeps us healthy.
I tried the niacin and it made me feel like I was the Burning Man.
Yeah, it does. It makes you flush. They say try it with some applesauce or aspirin, but sometimes
that.
Yeah, tough to take. All right,
I don't know how much time you have on the show. I'll just listen off the air. But just last question. Can you recommend like a supplement other than the QK, whatever, whatever, blah, 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 the fish oil stuff, what's a good daily vitamin to take?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've been taking like a one a day, or I like the Flintstones or the gummy bites. The gummy bites
are Flintstones for my
And the reason why I like them. The reason why I like the Flintstones is because I don't like to swallow pills, and I don't like the taste, and I like the idea of crunching it up before you swallow it. I know there's liquid vitamins out there, and there's tons of different groups out there, like Juice Plus is pretty good. Juice Plus, I like, because those are supposed to be vegetables pulverized down, but there's really no consensus on which one a day we recommend people to take. If you think you're deficient, get a multivitamin in. Other companies are going to claim theirs are better than, another company. I say pick the one, you know, that you're going to stick with and something you could tolerate. Gummy bites give a lot of people, heartburn. So you can't take the gummy bites even though they taste good. But, know your RDA, know what you need to get in terms of vitamin C, in terms of protein, in terms of potassium. But I got to tell you, if you told me you were eating a green pepper, or a really rich salad with some dark green stuff a couple times a day, I would say you don't need to then take the multivitamin, because at least you're getting in more. If you're going to actively do something on a daily basis, I would rather you get the regular vegetables, fish, et cetera, in you than a one a day. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for the advice, and I love that you have a daytime show now, and I listen to you at night, too.
Thank
I wish you, we had TiVo for AM radio, but we don't.
I know. All right. Well, on iHeart and GCN, we have our podcast. So, all right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me just quickly review some of the headlines that we had. I write for Epoch Times, Jerry Doyle's website, Epoch Times, and there's a bunch of stuff I've been writing for him on his site for you guys to read. Like, for example, there's underwear out there now that can help protect men's testicles from Wi-Fi. Very interesting picture. The guy, it looks like he has a cage in his underwear. For a tidy whitey, these are pretty sexy looking boxers. And it's called wireless armor. Apparently, electromagnetic radiation and Wi-Fi and laptops, they seem to affect sperm, fertility, even impotence. There was a study saying men holding their cell phone for more than 4 hours a day, just holding it, not even in their pants, more likely to be impotent than men who have their phone close by for less than 2 hours. So a Michael Faraday designed these Faraday cages that are already currently in use to protect other electronics from electromagnetic rays, and he made a cage and underwear that has 20% silver, and it protects the jewels from radiation. If you want to read more about it, go to epictimes.com. And I'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm coming into the last week of our Tool for Teachers school supply drive. For those of you who live in Southern Nevada, we are collecting school supplies for our teachers so that they don't have to spend the hundreds, if not thousands of dollars every fall or throughout the year that they need to spend on supplying their classroom. So we're collecting school supplies, especially like the dry erase markers, Sharpies, those red pens they need to kind of, you know, really F-minus the kids' homeworks like I got in school. And I got a lot of A's, but I got F-minus in handwriting and behavior. I got F-minus in behavior. I remember my report cards from the Maricopa County School District growing up. Self-control. I would get a needs improvement or an F in self-control. What? I could control myself. Wait, just because I would speak up and crack jokes Can't control myself, really? Really? So we need to help our teachers out. Storage 1, today is the last day for you guys to drop off school supplies at Storage 1. Over the next few days, you can still drop off school supplies at any of the Albertsons or Vons in your area. And then teachers out there, August 22nd is Tools for Teachers Day. I'm going to be out there for the first couple hours between 9 and 11, even though it's going 9 to 1. So next Saturday, please come out and say hi if you're in the Las Vegas area. Show support for your teachers. We'll be taking school supplies there also to give out to teachers. And teachers, come on out. Show your Clark County School District credentials so you can get some goodies. And we really appreciate all teachers. Tools for Teachers is just the beginning. We're hoping to have a lot of health tips, hoping to have a lot of coupons and things like that throughout the year to help teachers with their, you know, everyday, work. So whatever we could do to help, it's the least the Dr. Dahlia Show and KDWN and all of us involved can do to, help. So, thank you. And GCN Studios Network. So, all right, you guys are coming into my office with some real, real weird rashes, and some of my listeners are showing me pictures of weird rashes, and they don't know what it is. They don't know if it's Lyme disease, poison ivy. They're not really in those areas, neck of the wood. But the one thing that we seem to have a little bit more of is sunlight being summertime. And so my guess is some of you guys could be having sun-sensitizing reactions, photosensitivity. All right? So where the skin is getting all inflamed because there's a combination of sunlight and certain substances in the medications that causes your skin to look red, sunburned, and go through a reaction. You got the phototoxic reactions and the photoallergic reactions. We talk about this on the show a lot, but it still blows all our minds when we come up with a rash and we go, but I didn't do anything different. I've always been on my blood pressure medicine, or I've always been taking a Motrin. So what's the quick difference between a phototoxic and a photoallergic? Phototoxic is where the drug gets activated by exposure to sunlight, and then it turns around and damages the skin. It looks like a sunburn, and it happens quickly. UVA, usually associated with phototoxicity, even though UVB can too. You can protect yourself with some sunscreen, and it's good. It's usually on the sun-exposed area. So the sun is toxic. Basically, sun and medicine are toxic to that area. Get the drug out of your body, the rash seems to clear up. Okay? Kind of like, you know, think of toxin. Photoallergic is where the UV exposure decides to change the drug such that your body is like, wait a second, this is now different from what I'm expecting, and it starts to have an allergic reaction. You see the difference? Rather than it being something toxic causing the skin to change right then and there, it changes the drug so that now you are allergic to it. So the immune system starts its big allergic response. And by the way, medicinenet.com also talks about this really well. And you end up having like an eczema type of look. It's a lot more throughout the body. Can be longer lasting because even if you stop the medication, you end up having the sequelae of having the allergy. And so a photosensitive to photoallergic, those are kinds of the differences, okay? And sometimes you can have two at the same time happen. You have a phototoxic, photoallergic. I love saying phototoxic and photoallergic because my list doesn't come out. There's no S's in there. I can say phototoxic all day. Phototoxic. Love it. Oh, photosensitivity. There's the list. Yeah, photosensitivity. All right. Okay, so we talked about the symptoms. Phototoxic is going to happen pretty quick. And then when the medicine leaves your system, it's going to go down, you know, go away. Okay, so what medications are phototoxic? Okay, well, the antibiotic class, the quinolones. Those of you that take ciprofloxacin for a rip-roaring case of gonorrhea, Levaquin, you know, we use Levaquin for skin issues and for pneumonia. Those could do it. Bladder infection, some of you guys are given Cipro. I try to avoid Cipro during the summer because if you guys are out in the sun, I'm a little worried about a skin reaction. Tetracyclines. Many of you guys take tetracycline or doxycycline for your skin, like Oracea. Some of you guys have rosacea on your skin where you get these little bumps and redness on your face. So you're on Oracea or doxycycline for that. You guys nodding your head. Good. See, I know. I know everything. Yeah, I know exactly what you're on. Anyway, tetracyclines could cause a phototoxic reaction. Sulfonamides, your sulfa drugs. These a lot of us know. You take a Bactrim for a bladder infection or for, I don't know, traveler's diarrhea or something, and then you end up getting all a rash from it. That's phototoxic. Many of you guys don't realize that Benadryl can also have a phototoxic reaction. So basically, you get kind of a heat rash, or I don't know, something happens, you're itchy, I don't know, and then you go out into the sun. And, you know, it could be within the medicine being in your system for a day or two. So diphenhydramine or Benadryl. Some of you guys on malaria medications, quinine, chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, Plaquenil, because you're taking it to prevent malaria. Then you go to the, you know, the, you go on your, let's say, your trip. You know, out on the, please don't shoot any lions, by the way, especially, yeah, you know, the last thing you want to do is start killing animals, off the reserve or on the reserve, when you don't need to. But, you, come back to your hometown and you're supposed to still be on your Plaquenil for a little while after your trip, then you could, react to the sun. Many of you guys on chemotherapy agents, that could also do it. Effudex, a lot of you guys are taking Effudex. All right, you know, for pre-skin cancer, you could react there, too. And then blood pressure medication. Some of you guys take Cardizem, Procardia, the calcium channel blockers like nifedipine, diltiazem. That could cause a phototoxic reaction. Amiodarone for heart rhythm issues. Diuretics, a lot of you guys are taking sulfas or the hydrochlorothiazide diuretic medication. I try to get a lot of my patients off their diuretics around the summertime because they react to it and they're pretty dehydrated anyway. Diabetic medications like your sulfonylureas, like your diabenase, your glyburide. Some of you guys taking certain diabetic medications can also react to the sun. And many of you guys are popping naproxen, popping Aleve, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. These things, big time, could also react with the sun. Acne medications can well. And then psychiatric drugs, your tricyclic antidepressants, your thorazine, things like that, those could react. And so they could cause the phototoxic reaction, okay? And like I said, you want to use some sunscreen, okay? And then what could be photoallergic? What could turn and then cause an allergy? Well, believe it or not, oxybenzone in sunscreen, PABA, the para-aminobenzoic acid, that's been phased out of a lot of sunscreen preparations because the sun would hit. I remember being on Fox 5 local Las Vegas talking about this years ago, how some of the sunscreens can actually cause free radicals or an allergic reaction because the sun hits the oxybenzone, causes changes, and then your body becomes allergic to it. Certain antimicrobials, painkillers like Celebrex could cause an allergic reaction. Again, certain cancer, chemotherapy drugs, certain fragrances, etc. So, you know, keep an eye on what you're taking. Protect yourself from the sun. Most of all, be healthy and be safe. Come see me next week at the Public Education Foundation. Go to toolsforteachers.net. Say hi next Saturday, 9 to 11. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.